It's 88 degrees here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Nashville businesswoman and philanthropist Martha Rivers Ingram has died. The Charleston native became CEO of her husband's collection of businesses, Ingram Industries, after his death. She spearheaded the development of the Tennessee Performing Arts Center and was a leader of the boards at both the Nashville Symphony and Vanderbilt University. She was 90 years old. It's primary election day. Tennesseans can vote until 7 p.m. Those who do will make key decisions on candidates for governor, congressional seats, and the state house. Find all of our coverage at WPLN.org, and that's where you'll find the results once the votes are tallied. After redistricting brought sweeping changes to the state's congressional maps, many voters have been concerned about how their ballots and polling places might have changed. In Davidson County, the administrator of elections, John Richardson, offers this advice.
Keep in mind, though, unlike previous elections when we've had redistricting, who you're voting for may have changed, but the actual location has not. And so that's the good news. And again, look at your voter registration card. It tells you exactly where you vote today on election day. So that helps voters know that they can just look at that address, show up, pull you up in the system, then you'll be good to go to vote.
Richardson says voter turnout so far is on par with the 2022 elections, with about 20-25% of registered voters showing up at the polls. The social media giant TikTok has closed its massive Nashville office on Music Row. It also laid off all of its local staff. The Nashville Business Journal reports this comes just 2 years after leasing the site. A spokesperson for the company said the decision was part of a streamlining effort. She did not say how many Nashville employees would be affected by the closure. The State Department of Correction is investigating a prison in East Tennessee after staff sought help for multiple overdoses. WBIR reports that last month an employee at Morgan County Correctional Complex called 911 and asked for 2 or 3 ambulances. In a recording obtained by the news station, the staff member told dispatchers that they thought the overdoses were related to K2, a synthetic marijuana. TDOC did not confirm or deny the overdoses. It said only that it was investigating an incident. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.